Welcome to the Brett Boone Podcast. Explore the mind of MLB All-Star, Silver Slugger, and Gold Glove winner, Brett Boone, as he sits down with his friends from the world of professional sports. Now up to bat, Brett Boone.
Got a little uncomfortable in the ninth inning. 7-1 turned into 7-4. They had to burn Lats up, but the Rangers get the win to even up their series with Arizona. And joining us right now on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube is our boy, former Rangers hitting coach, Brett Boone, host of the Brett Boone Podcast. And he is brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers the professional-grade products you need, delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Good morning. How are you? Hair's looking fantastic.
Good morning, guys. Oh, isn't it wonderful? It's flow. That's what the kids call it. They call it flow. So,
do you wash your hair every day?
I do.
Okay.
Boy, you gave a wrinkled eyebrow here on that one.
I try to, I try to tell. I got a lot of women in my house.
Oh.
A lot of girls. And they, they're always talking about hair. And I said, do you realize with men are different, especially when you get a little bit older. If you grow out your hair, it's kind of like a badge of honor. Like, do you realize how many stages I fought through to get to this? It's been months and months. Yet we get up every morning and it's just a pain in the neck and we hate it. But you kind of rock it because, hey, your hair's growing low. Yeah, look at my hair grow. Yeah. I'm at that point. I'm sick of it. I want to cut it off. So,
really?
We're going to go back to the normal, high and tight, look like a gentleman. The problem is this. I called Supercuts, and my girl that's been cutting my hair for years.
Be Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I love Supercuts. I love Supercuts. I called and I said, is Sade in? I'd like to get a haircut. And they're like, oh, Brett, sorry, Sade retired. I don't know what to do now. It might keep growing. Yeah.
keep it growing. You are making RJ and Bobby upset because they're the two bald ones that go without. I have tremendous hair, but at 4 in the morning, I don't want to do it up, right? I want to put the hat on.
Long hair is good for hats, too.
But choppy feels like you're kind of spitting in the bald people's face by letting that go to waste by shaving.
Right. This would be like wearing glasses without lenses in them.
The problem is the bald guys, and I got bald buddies. It's kind of a cool look too. And today it's kind of chic. You grow the facial hair, the bald dome. If you got a good shaped head, you can pull it off. So I think it's the reverse look.
Brett, you dissected Josh Young's turnaround the last time you were on. Tell us what you're seeing. I know what you're going to say already. He's Corey Seager. He's a stud. He's going to get going. But tell us what you're seeing with Corey Seager's struggles.
Corey, he's just, when I watch the broadcast, I hear, oh, we've never seen Corey go through this. Well, last year when I got there, in the first week we went to Detroit, Corey hit two home runs that day. I think Scooble was pitching. And the next day he went on the IL. And he missed, I forget at the time, 3 or 4 weeks. And I've seen Corey Seager over the years and, winning World Series MVPs. So I know the level of hitter that he is. He's an elite guy. And he came back and for about 6 weeks, he was about as bad as Corey Seager could be. I remember going, when's he going to get it going? Because Corey kind of has his own program.
Yeah.
He's kind of in a world of his own. He's got his own guys. He's very regimented, and he knows what he needs to do, and he just kind of doesn't waver from that, which I understand as a veteran player, when you've had a lot of success, you don't want to get out of what you've done, and you just trust the process. Well, I think he's in that same thing right now, and he's trusting. When he gets off, he just... He's in between everything. He's not getting on the heater. He's in front of the breaking ball. And I see that. And I don't know. At this point, I'm kind of watching him. I know he's going to come out of it. But it's like this team, to be what it needs to be a playoff contender, you got to have Corey Seager in the middle of that lineup. Nimmo at the top's been, I think, beyond what they expected. I mean, it's like he got a new lease on life coming to Texas. The way he just has an energy at the top of the lineup. It seems like every time I turn the game on, Nimmo's on first base. It seems like he leads off with a base hit, and that's big in a lineup, especially when you've been struggling consistently for that offense to know, hey, the guy at the top gets it going and starts off the game by getting on base. I mean, that's a big lift. Now you got to start taking advantage of that. I see some of the guys, I'm actually confused watching this team. It's like Duran, could he have a bigger turnaround than he has? It's been unbelievable. One of the best guys I've ever been around as far as attitude coming to the ballpark, good times, bad times. I've never seen anything like it. And I talked to Zeke last year. He just 0 for 4, made an error, made a base running blunder. And I'd look at him and I'd say, Zeke, how do you do it? And he goes, what are you talking about? I said, how do you come to the ballpark with this good of an attitude every day when you're going through what you're going through? And he just look at me and say, Booty, I trusted in the Lord, and have a smile on his face and say, know what I'm saying? And I said, I can't believe you're a better man than me, because I've never seen anybody go through adversity like Duran did a year ago. And to come to the ballpark with a better attitude, and I'm talking every day. There's not one day last year that I was with Zeke that he came to the ballpark frowning or pouting. Never, not once. So to see him doing what he's doing, I think everybody is not only proud of him, but so happy for him because of what he brings to the game, good, bad, and different. Berger, he's had his struggles. They sit him down. He got three hits last night. It was really good to see Gore, because he's had a couple rough outings, to come out last night and shut him down the way he did. A lot of positive things. The one positive thing I would say about this team is they're in a not very good division. Right now, they're definitely better, but this division's very gettable this year. Seattle's not playing up to what everybody thought they were going to be, so it's wide open. That's the one positive to this point, is this division's wide open.
Booney, when it comes to, like talking about Seager, and it comes to that situation, it does seem like he's swinging and missing at a lot of pitches, especially ones that are on the outer half of the plate, just swinging through them. His whiff rate is a lot higher, swing and miss rate a lot higher this year than previous years. When as a hitter do you know, or you start to think that it's something more than a slump?
At the end of my career, I knew that. I knew my legs were going. I don't think Corey's at that point. He's not at that point where his legs are gone, or you're getting to that age where, oh, everything's downhill from here. I think his is strictly mechanical. And, you're not used to seeing that established of a hitter swing and miss as much as he had. I mean, not even foul balls off. That's right. The weird thing for me. I wasn't the level of hitter throughout my career that Corey Seager was, but I didn't swing and miss pitches like that. And I watch him and I go, wow. But I watched it a year ago. And people don't remember, I don't think, because he came off the IL. And I mean, it was at least a month where he was hitting at a 140 clip. And I'm going, when's he going to get hot? We need him to get hot. So all you can do is kind of let his process play out, and it either is going to come back or it's not. It's not going to be at the level it's at right now for the rest of the season. I don't care. He could have his worst year of all time. He's not going to hit 184. It's not possible with that skill set. But yeah, sooner than later, we'd like to see it get done.
Brett Boone, former Rangers hitting coach here on The Fan. Can you talk to us a little bit about Seager's process and how unique or rare it is? Because a lot has been made over, is there isolation from the rest of the team or running his own program? In New England, Belichick would have a problem with Tom Brady and his own conditioning type thing. Does it cause any discomfort or any type of situation, Brett? And I mean, because what can you really say to him if he's doing his own thing in his own program?
I think, it's a status thing in this game. And I mean, once you earn the right to kind of do what you want, and through your body of work, people tend to leave you alone. And hey, been there, done that. He's done that before. Corey is no different. He interacts with his teammates. A lot of guys jokes around with him. He comes into the cage. He has a good time. So yeah, he has a good rapport with his teammates. He has a set time. He comes into the cage. It's a set routine. Takes about 15 minutes. He's in, he's out. And then, yeah, he interacts with his teammates like anybody else. I mean, he's well liked in the clubhouse. He's very quiet, close to the vest, doesn't say much. I mean, he's different. He's definitely different, but I don't say different in a negative way. He gets along with his teammates great. Very regimented approach. Actually, from the standpoint of how you prepare for a big league game, day in and day out. Corey's got one of the best routines I've ever seen. He sits there and he hits slow breaking balls every day. He never turns that machine up. He never cranks up the velocity. And that's all we talk about today is velocity. Well, that's not how you get ready as a big league hitter, hitting off velocity. That'll wear you out. That's like going to the driving range before Sunday on the PGA Tour and just seeing how far I can hit my driver. That's not what the real guys do. They go out there and they go through routine. That's what Corey does. He sets it on about 65 miles an hour. It's a big loop and curve ball. He sits there and he gets his swing to hit him into the upper left part of the cage. And that means when he does that, his swing's on time. He gets his body in position to hit, which is how you prepare to hit in the big leagues. And he's done it a lot of times. So I really am. I'm a fan of how he prepares for the game. Just right now, he's off.
Brett, you know, you talk about preparation, and Brett Boone joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. You talk about the preparation, and I know there's always been a lot of chatter coming out of Arlington about how Josh Jung is one of the best at preparing and the work that he puts in. Why do you think that preparation has actually sort of matured into the kind of results we've seen this year, where ever since that spell to start the season where he couldn't get a hit, I mean, he's hitting essentially 340 the last month and a half or so.
It seems like Josh gets a hit or two every night, and it all comes down to one thing. He's not going forward. He's not getting on his front side, which he did all last year. And I try to tell him, Josh, getting that little base hit when you bring your hands inside, get jammed a little bit and get a base hit up the middle, that's what great hitters do. Live the other way. That's where all the money is. The other side of the field, the pull, you know, when we get a little pull happy, pull in the air, the new metrics of this, they're nonsense. It's stay through the ball. Pull is just a reaction. Anytime you see a hitter take a fastball in and yank it down the left field line, that's positive. That's a result. But that's not the process of how good hitters or elite hitters think. You think pull, you're done. That gets you off every other pitch. And I kept on him last year, and he would get jammed and get jammed and get jammed. I'd say, you got to start going down and stay. Right now, he's picking up his foot and setting it straight down. That allows him to see pitches better than he saw them all last year. That's the key to being a hitter at the big league level. The guys that see the pitches, because the first thing you do when a right-hander swings at a breaking ball in the other batter's box, what does everybody say in the booth? First thing the guys in the booth say, well, he's trying to pull everything. Well, that's nonsense. It's not that he's trying to pull everything. It's that he thought it was a fastball and it was a breaking ball and his hips are gone and he's out. It's not because he's trying to pull it. No good hitter ever tries to pull everything. But it's an easy phrase, and it drives me crazy. It's nails on a chalkboard. But he's just picking up his foot, setting it down. He's seeing pitches. He's recognized. He's having great at-bats. His plate discipline is 180 degrees from a year ago, and I'm happy for him, and hopefully he can keep this up. He's hitting 320, and his ABs are just so good because he's seeing the ball.
Very impressive. Yeah. You didn't make the 360 mistake. Right. Many do that instead of the 180. Absolutely. Well done.
Hey, well, yeah.
Booney, before we let you go, Cal Raleigh, your boy, breaking out of a slump, showering in his full uniform. What was your get out of a slump? Did you wear a thong? What was your thing that you did?
I did whatever I needed to do. I'm not shy enough to say I didn't put on a thong. I did. Oh, man. You know, you can't really. It's not for air. Some of the things I did to get out of stuff. Baseball players are baseball players. And you'll do what it takes. Yeah, Raleigh went 0 for 36. That's tough to do. It's harder to go 0 for 36 than it is to go 20 for 36. So I was happy to see that for him. I like Raleigh. I think he's the rock of that Seattle team. He's another guy, you know, off to a horrendous start, had a terrible WBC, got off to a rough start. I think he's got 7 or 8 homers, but from an average standpoint, he's hitting 160. So from a personal standpoint and knowing Cal a little bit, I was happy to see him get out of it. Because when you're going through something like that, it seems like it's you against the world. And it's part of the deal. It's part of what we sign up for. It's being a player, making a ton of money. Hey, you got to be able to handle the criticism with the praise.
Hey, the mechanical answers. I'm already getting text messages. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for the insight. We'll do it again. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.